Yeah, isn't that the way it always works? You know, you hear about all these people that come home from the war and then they get in a car wreck in their hometown and it, you know, puts them in a wheelchair or whatever. But, you know, luckily you are still on your own 2 feet, so you got to be grateful for that. I mean, you got lucky by the sounds of things, and I'm glad for you, but... Are you driving, or are you getting out and about to the stores or anything?
No, I'm dependent on Kathy. If she wants to take, if I ask her to go somewhere, she usually takes me. Otherwise, she's a grumpy old ass. And if she's listening in the speaker upstairs to that, she's grumpy at times. I don't want to go there. That's too far away. And I put gas in the truck. I'm paying for the insurance. You take me. And if you don't do it, they will. And I got daughters, so they like tagging me around. So it's not a big deal. We don't usually get into no scraps. Just we're fun. Because some of the stuff I like to do in the stores and the harbor freight like that. She likes to go to the shop and join them. And it's like, okay, I got to set in the truck while you're doing this. And she's a seamstress. She likes to sew. She does embroidery on these. She's got huge machines to do all these fancy pictures and stuff. Purses, and she's quite talented when it comes to that field, and she goes to most of the craft shows and puts them, she's been to a lot of the craft shows. In fact, people are asking for her now by name, Kathy's purses, and she's having quite fun making purses for people. Not cheap, but they're not expensive compared to store prices. But she, you know, tell her what you want, and she makes them to order, kind of. And she's having a riot with some of this stuff, what people want. If she can find patterns, she makes them to go.